It's EV News briefly for Monday, August 25th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters fund the show, get the episodes ad-free, and be part of the EV News Daily community. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Tesla has now started a certified pre-owned CPO lease program. Now, you can get used lease vehicles, not as common as new ones, of course. These are Model 3s, Model Ys. They're doing it in California and Texas. Tesla has a lot of vehicles in inventory right now around the world. They're making more than they can sell. Certainly here in the UK, I've heard stories of Tesla having issues of even where to keep all those vehicles. And so leasing used cars, it sounds like a good idea if the deal is good. What is the deal? $215 a month is where it starts. No down payment, but an acquisition fee, and you've got to pay your first month up front, as it were, and then you pay in advance. And so, look, that could be a good deal for the right person. 24-month or 12-month used leased Teslas. Tesla is extending the incentives for Model 3s and Ys, this time in Sweden, amidst a sales drop. Now, look, Sweden's not a massive car market. Last month, they sold 163 vehicles there, which is nothing really. But it is down 86% in Sweden. Long-running battle between the Swedes and their way of life, which is quite unionized, quite, about working with unions. Tesla pushes back on that. And so it's been going on years, isn't it? So I understand why. But to encourage Swedes to buy Teslas, there's a new $4,000 discount, or $4,000 US equivalent discount, along with 0% financing. Tesla is using local AI in China. You might think, but hang on, doesn't the CEO have his own AI company like they use that in the American vehicles? Yes, but this is China, and all the data must stay within China. So turning to DeepSeek to run the AI inside Chinese Teslas. Kia's EV5 is confirmed for a launch next year in 2026. The standard EV5, that's mid-size SUV category, so popular in Europe, in Korea, its home market as well. But this is the GT version, not the GT line, but the proper GT. And when Kia, Hyundai do their GT versions or the M version over at Hyundai, they tend to do it really, really well. Not just a sticking a badge on the back, some proper engineering. And so this vehicle should come early next year really go up against the Model Y performance, you'd have to say. China's EVs are now being delivered to European buyers. China EV has a company now which will source the vehicles directly from China, sort out all the customs paperwork, and you don't have to go to the port to go collect the vehicle. They'll deliver it. It's called China EV Marketplace. They were operating with the US as well, but with the tariffs, it's just now too difficult. So they're closing down that bit of their business and focusing on Europe. Yeah, called China EV Marketplace. Get your Chinese EV direct from China. I mean, if you're brave enough, I suppose. I wouldn't mind going to a dealer, or at least buy a brand that's got a bit of support. But if you fancy the risk, they'll get you one if you want. Nissan is working with their solid-state battery partner, LICAP, a Californian factory being built for 300 megawatt hours of capacity. The first big roll of cathode material was produced recently there. Their new dry electrode method to make their electrode process there, which they say can spur the next stage of EV development and solid-state batteries. South Korea is looking at increasing the EV incentives there after cutting them year over year over year. They're now thinking they might have to increase them a little bit and find the sweet spot. UK van drivers are increasingly embracing electric vans. 7 out of 10 say they'll consider an EV for the next van if it's a lot cheaper to run than their diesel. And NIO opening up sales of their ES8. That's their large three-row SUV. Nothing crazy styling about this. Just a big, regular-looking, massive SUV. But with battery as a service to rent the battery. And that's briefly